This is News Talk, your AI-curated top stories on the nation, politics, and world events. Stay ahead in just 5 minutes every day.
Starting with today's first article, we delve into the financial dynamics of political funding in India, just before the 2019 Lok Sabha elections. The Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP, secured a staggering 93%, that's 2,719.321 INR, of the total electoral bonds. In stark contrast, the Congress managed to secure only 3.2%, equivalent to 95.29 crore rupees. It's noteworthy to mention that M.K. Jalan emerged as the top political donor during this period. This tells a tale of financial muscle, playing a significant role in the political landscape of India, setting the stage for the 2019 polls. Stay tuned for more insights on how this financial power play unfolds in the world of politics. Moving to our next article. We delve into a comprehensive analysis of the clash between Union Minister Smriti Irani and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi over Arvind Kejriwal's stand. Smriti Irani has leveled criticism against Rahul Gandhi for what she calls inconsistency in his remarks regarding the integrity of Arvind Kejriwal. Irani points out Gandhi's contradictory actions, on one hand, calling Kejriwal corrupt during his campaign in Telangana, while on the other, showing solidarity with him in Delhi. This, she argues, indicates a lack of consistent stand. Moving to our next article, let's delve into the political maneuvers happening in Rajasthan as both the Bharatiya Janata Party and the Indian National Congress gear up for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. An interesting strategy coming to light is the recruitment of turncoats by both parties in a bid to strengthen their foothold in the state's electoral landscape. A notable move in this chess game involves Prahlad Gunjal, a two-time BJP MLA and a loyalist of Vasundhara Raje, who has recently made a switch to the Congress. This switch is targeted to fortify the Congress's position, specifically in the Hadoti region. Gunjal is expected to contest from the Kota seat, signaling a significant shift in the political dynamics of the area. Such shifts are crucial in understanding the evolving strategies of both BJP and Congress as they prepare for the Lok Sabha victory in Rajasthan. Moving to our next article, a fierce critique has emerged from BJP MP Manoj Tiwari, targeting Arvind Kejriwal's administration. In his statement, Tiwari criticizes the support extended by Kejriwal's wife, questioning her silence on the fulfillment of past promises made by Kejriwal. Furthermore, Tiwari confidently predicts a sweeping victory for BJP in the upcoming elections, firmly believing in Narendra Modi's re-election as Prime Minister. This critique highlights the ongoing political tensions and sets the stage for an intense electoral battle. Moving to our last article. Today, we dive into Amul's Global Leap. How Taste of India captured the US market, the ultimate launch story. India's beloved dairy giant, Amul, has officially entered the US market. This significant expansion is the result of a strategic partnership with the Michigan Milk Producers Association. In a statement released on March 20 in Detroit, Jayan Mehta, the managing director of GCMMF, officially announced this international collaboration. With this step, Amul not only aims to bring its diversified dairy product range to the American consumers but also to establish the Taste of India as a global phenomenon.